Hi guys, this isn't an episode but a public service announcement. We just want to inform you that we're launching our second art competition, and this one is going to be even bigger and better than our last, and we've got three times the number of prizes to give away. But before we get into details of the competition, I'd like to first discuss the ethos of it all. We want this to be a celebration of art in paleontology, not just a competition for only the most talented paleo artists. It's all about participation and creating a level playing field where love for paleo art can outperform even the most artistically talented. It's for that reason that we're keeping the rules the same as last year. The public votes for the winners on Facebook and Twitter by liking and favouriting posts. This way, if a four-year-old submits a particularly well-drawn T-Rex in crayon, then it's got just as good a chance of winning as a beautifully drawn picture by a talented artist. Furthermore, we're dividing the competition into two age categories as to encourage further participation from our younger paleo artists. So, how do you enter? Well, it's pretty simple. Your paleo art can be any medium at all, from watercolours to 3D animation, a paleo-inspired song perhaps, or even an interpretive dance. We do ask that whatever it is that you produce is original. We don't just want you submitting a picture you drew last year and enter into every art competition. We want it all to be new. Once you've got your image, upload it once to either Facebook or Twitter using hashtag PaleocastArt, all one word. This will allow us to find your post, even if we're not following or are friends with you. We'll then share or retweet the image and upload it to our account on the other site, so that in the end, there's the image you uploaded, say to Twitter, then we'd retweet it on Twitter and upload it to our PaleoCast Facebook group, and vice versa. Please make sure that your privacy settings allow for others to see what you're posting. If you had them on strict on Facebook in particular, it may affect the number of people who see your image, meaning you might get fewer votes. If you don't have a Facebook or Twitter account, or if your file type isn't supported on either of these platforms, please email info@paleocast.com and we'll upload it for you. The competition is open for the entirety of May, from the 1st to the 31st. The public votes by liking the images they like or favouriting their favourites. Sharing or retweeting helps get images more exposure and more votes, so that's allowed too. Just again, be wary of your privacy settings if you're doing this. Votes will finally be tallied at midnight, UTC plus one, so UK time, on the 31st of May. The paleo art with the most likes and favourites at this time will be our overall winner. Then we also award prizes to our top place paleo art from our less than 16 years old and 16 and over age categories. So, what could you win? The overall winner gets a copy of Brian Switek's new book, Prehistoric Predators, featuring artwork from our friend Julius Chitanyi, courtesy of Cider Mill Press. They get a signed print of Cretaceous Jaws by paleo artist Bob Nichols, courtesy of paleocreations.com, and an exclusive never-before-seen paleontological soft toy and velociraptor pin badge, courtesy of paleoplushies.com. The less than 16-year-old category gets a copy of Prehistoric Predators. They also get a copy of Discovering Dinosaurs, also courtesy of Cider Mill Press, and the Velociraptor pin badge. And the 16-year-olds and above get a copy of Prehistoric Predators and a Velociraptor pin badge. There's a few more terms and conditions on our website that you should check out before entering, and you can find those at www.paleocast.com/paleocastart15. If you need any inspiration, don't forget to look through last year's entries. And finally, I'd just like to reiterate that this competition is meant to be open for all to participate, whether it's drawing a picture or simply voting for your favourites. Good luck to all who enter, and we look forward to seeing what you come up with.